This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today dismissed media reports of a deadlock in India-US trade talks, calling them as completely false, baseless and misleading. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said India and the US teams are fully engaged for a trade pact that is balanced, commercially meaningful and delivers tangible benefits for businesses, farmers, workers and consumers. He said he had a fantastic meeting with the US Trade Representative Jamieson Greer in New Delhi last month in this regard. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has called upon public sector banks to further intensify outreach to the NRI diaspora and introduce innovative deposit products. Mrs. Sitharaman said this while interacting with managing directors and chief executive officers of banks, public financial institutions on the foreign currency non-resident bank deposits and overseas foreign currency borrowing swap initiatives in New Delhi today. She also emphasized for enhanced NRI outreach to sustain mobilization momentum. India's total exports during April to June this year is estimated at over $232 billion, registering a positive growth of 11.37% as compared to the same period last year. Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the total exports for June this year is estimated at $73.45 billion, registering a positive growth of 9.48% as compared to the same month last year. The ministry said the total imports, merchandise and services combined for June this year is estimated at $88.76 billion, registering a positive growth of over 26% as compared to same month last year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari, along with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, inaugurated the Lucknow Kanpur Expressway this afternoon. The 63 kilometers, 6-lane Lucknow-Kanpur Expressway, with India's second longest elevated corridor, is also the country's first expressway built with automated and intelligent machine-guided construction technology. The expressway is designed for speeds of up to 120 kilometers per hour and is expected to reduce travel time between Lucknow and Kanpur to just 35 to 45 minutes. An Ayodhya court today extended the judicial custody of all 8 accused in the alleged donation irregularities case of Sri Ram Temple by another 14 days. Additional District and Sessions Judge Pratibha Narayan ordered that the accused be produced before the court again on July 27. A Delhi court today convicted former Aam Aadmi Party councillor Tahir Hussain and 4 others for killing of Intelligence Bureau officer Ankit Sharma during the 2020 Northeast Delhi riots. Additional Sessions Judge Praveen Singh was hearing the case against a total of 11 accused, including Hussain, and convicted 5 of them. In Tamil Nadu, 6 people were killed in a bus accident at Melur near Madurai today. The incident occurred on Kottambatti Road, where 2 buses collided head-on. India and Japan today reiterated their commitment to promote a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. During the 8th Defense Policy Dialogue held in Tokyo, Japan, the two countries held comprehensive discussions on the prevailing regional and global security environment and exchange views on issues of mutual interest. The United States and Iran have each claimed control of the Strait of Hormuz following a weekend of escalating attacks across West Asia. The United States has said it carried out overnight strikes on several Iranian military targets, including air defense systems, coastal radar sites, missile and drone facilities. In women's cricket, Indian team led by Harmanpreet Kaur today recorded a historic win in one-off test against hosts England at the Lords. India defeated England comfortably by 270 runs in first ever women's test held at Lords. Indian boxers remained a strong force at the Asian Under-19 and Under-23 championships, with 8 of them advancing to the finals across men's and women's U23 categories. And that is the end of this news bulletin.